pick up a book with no words, your brain does something remarkable. It doesn't rest, it works harder. A systematic review of 228 English language studies on wordless picture books found that readers must actively infer relationships among characters, settings, events, and visual details because nothing is stated outright. That's not a passive experience, that's construction. Wordless picture books are narrative works, a crucial distinction, which separates them from purely informational or decorative books that happen to lack text. They tell sequential stories. The images carry plot, tension, and resolution entirely on their own. Now, here's where it gets interesting for you, Sakarye. Think of a wordless book like a film with the sound stripped out. You still understand what's happening. You read body language, lighting, the distance between characters. That same interpretive machinery is what visual literacy activates. Visual literacy is the ability to interpret, negotiate, and make meaning from information presented in images. And research treats it as a genuine extension of conventional literacy. Images, in this framework, are systems that can be read. Page layout, composition, and visual design are not decoration. They are the grammar. A reader must recognize narrative sequence, identify key details, integrate separate images into a coherent plot, and draw cause and effect conclusions, all without a single sentence to anchor them. That's a sophisticated cognitive load. The key idea is that reading silence is not passive reception, it's active co-authorship. A reader's interpretation is never simply extracted from an image. It is constructed through the interaction between visual information and the reader's own prior knowledge and personal history. That means two people can read the same wordless book and build genuinely different stories. Research confirms this. Reading a wordless book is an open-ended meaning-making process shaped by background experience. For example, a child who has moved between countries will read displacement and unfamiliarity into images that another child might read as adventure. The silence in these books is not emptiness, it is an interpretive space, deliberately open, deliberately collaborative. Wordless picture books can even invite readers to compare interpretations and negotiate meaning together, turning a solitary reading into a shared act of storytelling. Interpreting a wordless narrative also demands real cognitive discipline. Readers must attend selectively to visual elements, rather than treating every part of an image as equally informative. They must shift attention among visual cues and resist impulsive responses to distracting details. Eye-tracking research on visual comprehension found that difficulty understanding wordless narratives correlates with shorter fixations on key regions, fewer revisits to important visual areas, and reduced cognitive effort directed at meaning-making. That's measurable. It shows that visual reading is not intuitive for everyone. It is a learnable skill. Classroom instruction and adult mediation can teach readers that artistic elements and page layout carry essential literary meaning, not just aesthetic appeal. Remember this. When a teacher points to the angle of a character's shoulders or the color shift across a page turn, they are teaching grammar, visual grammar. The takeaway from all of this, Sakarye, is that visual literacy is an active skill, not a passive one. When text disappears from a book, the reader doesn't get a simpler experience. They get a more demanding one. Pacing, color, perspective, and composition become the reader's only tools for constructing narrative. The silence is not a gap to be filled with confusion. It is a structured invitation. Every image is a sentence. Every page turn is a paragraph break. Every color shift is a tonal cue. The reader who understands this doesn't just look at a wordless book, they read it with the same rigor and interpretive engagement they would bring to any work of literature. That is the core insight this course is built on, and it changes how you experience every image-driven story from here forward.